everybody, I'm Doug McLeod, and I want to invite you to join me on The Raven and the Blues.
Show opener, if there ever was one. Great stuff indeed. Put you in a good mood for the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio, and of course as an MP3 across the world. A lovely story to go with that particular track. It was recorded some 10 years ago by a Facebook friend of mine, Bruce Iglauer, the head of Alligator Records. And the story really behind it is Elvin Bishop arrives in Chicago in the 1960s. He's young and fresh, and a band man takes him under his wing, Albert Smothers, otherwise Little Smokey. And Little Smokey shows him and teaches him almost everything he knows. At this stage, Elvin says, "I've got to leave. I'm going to make a big time. I've got to leave Chicago." And so he does. Albert Smothers stays and realises that he can't make a living out of it, so goes back into a proper job kind of thing. And in the meantime, Elvin Bishop then joins Paul Butterfield, Mike Bloomfield, with the Butterfield Blues Band, and gets a career of his own. And so comes back in the year 2000 and says, "Thank you." Alligator Records say, "OK, let's have a concert together." Partners, basically, as they were, and that's my partner, the album. Elvin Bishop and Smokey Smothers together, and Elvin's number, Slow Down. When I was putting the show together, that reminded me of Licks of B.B. King. So I thought we should have something from B.B. King straight away. And so here's something which is not by B.B. King, but features Coco Taylor with B.B. King on guitar, and from the album Royal Blue from, again, 10 years ago, this is Blues Hotel.
Don't answer.
Two pros at the top of their game. From 10 years ago, the album, which is called Royal Blue, Coco Taylor and her guest B.B. King together, and The Blues Hotel. Good stuff indeed. This is The Raven and the Blues. Let's move to an album which came out last year now, from J.J. Cale, a longtime favourite of the show. I've loved him probably since his very first CD, and I think I've got most of them in my collection. There are a few gaps, but it's not totally complete, but pretty close, and therefore it was nice to add this one to it. From last year, Roll On the CD. Here he is with Bring Down the Curtain.
Dark outside, soon be light. Enough is enough, can't do no more. Bring down the curtain, close the door. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you will, and sometimes you won't. Sometimes it's better. Slow it down, ease it, and let it be gone. Bring down the curtain, we've been moving on.
Distinctive artist that you don't have to even say who it is, really, because he just sounds the same as he has done for most of all of his recording career. J.J. Cale from the CD Roll On from last year and Bring Down the Curtain. The Raven and the Blues, and our guests continue. Coming up next week, we've got the young girl, originally from Wales but now living just north of London. Her name is Cherry Lee Mewis, great voice, and she'll be talking and playing next week. And then in a couple of weeks' time, this gentleman, visiting from the States. His new album has just been released, produced by Keb Moe, and I'm so pleased he's going to be a guest on the program, Coco Montoya.
Well, I want somebody to tell me what's wrong with me. Yes, I want somebody to tell me what is wrong with me. Well, I've had so much trouble, had so much misery. Now Fannie Mae,
album has just been released. It's called I Want It All Back, produced by Ken Moe and Jeff Paris. It's Coco Montoya, and there he is with Fannie Mae. And he'll be our guest on the show in a couple of weeks' time when he comes to the UK. He's doing some various concerts around. Where's the gig list? It's here somewhere. There we go. Milton Keynes on the 2nd of March, Wolverhampton at the Robin on the 3rd, the Clooney Club Newcastle, that's good, on the 4th, and Boom Boom Club in Sutton on the 5th. I think that's when he's coming here. Darmy Flowerpot on the 6th, Will Baston Village Hall, wherever that is, probably Will Baston, I would guess, on the 7th, and the Brook at Southampton on the 8th, and the Pigalle Club in London on the 9th. Like, he could be coming here then as well. And the date isn't, as you can gather, confirmed yet, but I'm looking forward to him coming and doing a session on the boat. One of the things about growing up in the 60s, as I did, and many of the blues people here in the UK did, was that the influence of the blues then with the bands like the Rolling Stones and Fleetwood Mac and Jeff Beck and the Yardbirds and all of those sort of things was enormous. And many of us went to the clubs, danced to music and formed bands too. And just like Little Smokey Smothers, had to give up and have a proper job kind of thing. Now, here's a girl, I say girl, here's a lady called Kath Butler. Lives in Australia, but lived in the UK in the 1960s. She is, as they say, of an age, and she didn't start singing until she was 47 years old, but she'd always either loved the blues and liked the blues, and now she's 10 years into her singing career, and she's been signed up for the Best New Talent, or she's been awarded, nominated for that in the Australian Blues Music Awards, which are coming up quite soon. And this is her CD, just been released as far as I can gather in Australia and across the world. It's called Dangerous Desires, which is also the name of the band, and so making her debut on the show, Kath Butler, and a track which is called The Determined Woman Shuffle.
Trying to tell you now, darling, just exactly how it is that I feel. For years and years, I've been trying to tell you now, baby, just exactly how it is that I feel. Just about to lose. Might be a little bit older now, darling, than I was when we first met. I just might be a little bit older now, darling, than I was, yeah.
Thank you.
Every track on the album is written by Kath Butler and her guitarist, who's called Chris Harvey, otherwise Harvey for short, and also on guitar there with Harvey. And that's a track called Determined Woman Shuffle. And you can buy the album from her website and also, I think, from other places too. You'll find the links, as always, on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj. Okay, this is the Raven and the Blues. Where do we go now? From Cass Butler from Australia, let's go to somebody from the States who was here in the UK very, very recently. And I missed him. I didn't realise he was here until he'd been and gone, basically. His name is Pokey Lafarge. The new album is called Riverboat Soul. The track I was going to play is called Hard Times Come and Go. But it's been a kind of odd week in a way, and I listened to the track again and I thought, nah, it's a bit too slow and a bit too sad. So I've gone for this one. I may play, I may change my mind again, but I've gone for this one for the time being. It's called Two-Faced Tom.
Walking down the alley,
oh, Two-Faced Tom,
arm in arm with my girl Sally,
oh, Two-Faced Tom,
that's the man I call my friend,
oh, Two-Faced Tom,
I'm gonna bring that man's life to an end,
oh, Two-Faced Tom.
Well, I've got a plan, yes, now I got a little plan. I'm gonna kill that woman in a brand new man they call Two-Faced Tom. He ain't got no soul, but he's got good looks,
oh, Two-Faced Tom.
He ain't got no charm, but a fat pocketbook,
oh, Two-Faced Tom.
Now, what's the reason that you don't want me? Well, I've got a plan, baby, I've got a little plan. I'm gonna kill that woman in a brand new man they call Two-Faced Tom. You can lock me up in a county jail,
oh, Two-Faced Tom.
One life sentence, no chance for them,
oh, Two-Faced Tom.
Love be happy, I won't get down,
oh, Two-Faced Tom.
Just knowing his bones are running in the ground,
oh, Two-Faced Tom.
Yes, I got a plan, well, I got a plan. I'm gonna kill that woman in a brand new man they call Two-Faced Tom. Cheating, don't know what to do.
Oh, Two-Faced
Tom. There's only one way to make it right.
Oh, Two-Faced Tom.
And that's to take a gun and end his life.
Oh, Two-Faced Tom.
Yes, I've got a plan. Well, I've got a little plan. I'm gonna kill that woman in a brand new man they call Two-Faced Tom. Jesus, can you hear me from up on high?
Oh, Two-Faced Tom.
Said I wanna go to heaven now when I die.
Oh, Two-Faced Tom.
But if you can't let me in your door.
Oh, Two-Faced Tom.
I better see that woman and the man down below.
Oh, Two-Faced Tom.
Oh, I got a plan, baby, I got a little plan. I'm gonna kill that woman in a brand new man they call Two-Faced Tom. Where, I got a plan. I'm gonna kill that woman in a brand new man they call Two-Faced Tom.
They just will be so good at Singe in Portugal for the World Music Festival. Pokey Lafarge on the South City 3. The album is called Riverboat Soul, and that's just been released, and that's called a track called Two-Faced Tom. Talking of Singe in Portugal, or talking to the organisers this week about our annual trip out there, dare I say, if I tell you, you must keep it to yourself, and I know he may also be listening, and I hope it's all okay, but it looks like Caesar Steve's going to be there, which would be awfully good news, because he is fabulous live for a festival audience. So Caesar Steve, I'm not quite sure who else is going to be there, but people like Pokey Lafarge and the Cedars here in the UK, they'd be great fun too, the Raven and the Blues. As I search for new material, I occasionally come across albums and I think, oh, that has a promising name or a promising title, or the artists sound different, and then I go and have a listen, and sure enough, they do sound different. And so from an album which came out last year called Funky Tortillas, here's a Chicago blues jazzy kind of guy, Tino Gonzalez and Los Reyes del Knockout, KO, and a track called The Last Time.
we have nothing to do. You don't understand nobody, nobody understand you. You know, baby, you know, you mean so much to me. You know, baby, you know, you mean so much to me. Now we have to pay the price, baby. You know, love is not for free.
Great combination. Tino Gonzalez from Chicago, although he's been living in Europe for many years, and Los Reyes del Queo from Galicia in Spain. They're two guys called Adrian Costa and Marcus Coll, and together it sounds wonderful. The album, as I say, Funky Tortillas, came out last year, and that is a track called The Last Time. Okay, let's stay with things which I discovered this week, and from an album which has got a great title called Even Parakeets Get the Blues. This is the West Side Blues Band and Big Leg Woman.
Yeah. soul. I got a baby woman who knows what I'm talking about. When you see her move, you know what I'm talking about. I got a baby woman, Lord, she makes me jump and shout. Yeah, every morning I got a baby woman, she makes me jump and shout. Twice before we go to bed, all the big, big woman, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah, big lady. Hell yeah. Shot, shot, stuff.
You just know that was recorded roughly live from the town of Woodstock, just north of Atlanta in Georgia. That's the band called the West Side Blues Band, available for benefits, parties and dances, it says on their website. And that's a track from the album Even Parakeets Get the Blues, which has just been released, and it's called Big Leg Woman. Let's move from the warmth of Woodstock in Georgia to the cold of the northeast of England. Maggie Ross and the Phoenix Blues Band, and Every Time I Throw the Dice.
When the rain's pouring down, he's got a place I can.
the northeast of England by Iron Man. That's a Phoenix Blues Band. Maggie Ross on vocals. By the time you hear this, or by the time she hear this, she'll be in Spain, in Malaga. But on Friday, she was working at the Benton Blues Club in Newcastle, about 3 miles from where I used to live years and years and years ago. And I think she's got some new stuff coming out too. But I know you'll see her in Spain working pretty regularly as well, along with Kat Pearson. But Maggie Ross and the Phoenix Blues Band, again, links to them on the Raven and the Blues page. Super Bowl, and I was backing the Saints. It all worked out rather well, didn't it, really? We played a track from Brother Deeg Leg, which he was giving away because of Katrina and the Saints and the Super Bowl and everything else. And I'm not quite sure how many people downloaded it, but it was quite a few. Here is some more sounds from him. This is a track called Hard Road to Hoe. Actually, before I play it, he's got a new book out called The Battle Hymn of the Good Old Hillbilly Zaytan Boys. It's a story of insane hillbillies, bad drugs, dead cars, cheap wine and black dust. That sounds like a typical life in Hampton in southwest London. But anyway, Deeg Leg and A Hard Road to Hoe. going to be a great, great album when it comes out. It's scheduled for release in the first few months of this year, so it must be out very soon. Brother Deague, Deague Leg out of Louisiana, and also obviously influenced by, connected with Santeria and the Black Bayou Construct as well. And that's a track which is called Hard Road to Hoe. It's The Raven and the Blues, an album which I discovered a few months ago. It's called Live in Bonn at the Harmony, came out a couple of years ago. It's from Mitch Ryder. Remember him, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels? Well, this is a track which is called Moondog House. Album came out last year. It was recorded the year before in Bonn in Germany. Mitch Ryder and Moondog House. Moondog, there's a name to conjure with. The person who probably started, it's unfair to say it would never have happened without him, but the person who started rock and roll DJing, the person who is, gave the name to rock and roll, the person who actually was the first DJ to actually sort of start playing black music on the radio for white people, Alan Freed, his radio show, his first radio show was called Moondog, Moondog House, late at night. Amazing. I mean, thinking back in those days, the early 1950s, people, I mean, there was two types of broadcasting, really. There was white music on some channels and black music on others. He formed a band called the Sultans of Swing, I remember, which, of course, Dire Straits grabbed as well for their hit single. But anyway, so he starts playing music on the radio. He's not thinking of the colour at this stage. He's just playing rhythm and blues records on the radio in the early 1950s in Cleveland. Organises a concert, which was double capacity and had to cancel the whole thing. But basically, he gave rock and roll its name and also had a show called Moondog. Moondog House, it used to be called. Midnight, I think it was, on Cleveland. I forget the names, but a Cleveland radio station. This is The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe and also on Skybird Radio on the satellite on the east coast of the USA and, of course, wherever you are in the world. You'll probably notice I haven't spoken quite so much this week, and the reason is I've been wrecked. We went to France for a day, that's all right. Had a lovely meal, that's good too. Made the mistake of having the mayonnaise. Now, my mother-in-law always said the French are lovely but never eat their mayonnaise because it sits out for ages gathering bacteria, and by the time it's brought to the table, you've got no idea where it's been. Now, I've got a pretty tough tummy. I've travelled around the world. I mean, just coming back from 5 weeks in Belize. And I don't normally go ill, but obviously the mayonnaise I had on my pommes frites, my French fries, on Wednesday had been lying around for too long. So for Thursday, Friday, and so on, I spent more time in the small room. And therefore, as we get to the weekend, I'm not at my best. I'm getting better, but not at my best. Anyway, you don't need to know that, do you, really? If you'd like to drop me an email, it's dave@raven.dj. And the website, of course, raven.dj. It's going to be undergoing another shaking up because, looking at the stats, almost all the traffic to the website comes to the blues page, so we might as well make that the front page and then do all the other stuff behind that. So eventually the raven.dj will be the direct link to the current weekly blues show. And don't forget that you can get, if you've got an iPhone or an iPod Touch, you can get the iPhone app from the iTunes store, $1.99 or £1.19, and it means you get The Raven and the Blues automatically wherever you are, whenever it's released. It'll arrive on your iPhone or your iPod Touch, and I've had some great response from people who've already downloaded it and find it so useful. If you don't subscribe to the show, you really should. It costs you nothing. What it really means is if you subscribe, it's like subscribing to a magazine. Instead of having to go to the newsagents and pick it up on your way to work or on your way walking the dog, by subscribing it gets delivered straight away whenever there's a new issue of the magazine, whether it's Caravanning Monthly or Gun Times, whatever it might be, you'll get the new version. It's the same with this. Once you subscribe in iTunes or various other applications can do it too. The Zune, if you have a Zune, the Zune shop has a subscription as well. Once you've done that, basically you needn't worry. The show's always there. If you don't listen to them, I'll be sad. I won't know, but I'll be sad if you don't. You can always throw them away if you don't catch up in time. I know I'm subscribing to about 20 different podcasts, and there are times when I'm having huge difficulty keeping up to date with everything. It's not easy, and the very fact you're listening to this now makes me ever so grateful. Because otherwise, I mean, you could be listening to somebody else, couldn't you? I've talked enough. Let's have the Lemon Squeeze and Daddies. Let's go back to Australia. Their new album is called Juiced One Night, and here they are with Rocky Road Blues.
Rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Well, this road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Well, another man got my baby gone. Well, I got the blues, they're wearing soles right out of my shoes. Yeah, I got the blues, they're wearing soles right out of my shoes. Well, my baby went away and left me with a dog. We'll be right back.
lovely. The Lemon Squeezing Daddies, what a great name for a band anyway. They've also got a rather fine website, which looks very similar to mine, in the sense we use the same theme, the same design. Their new album is called Juiced One Night. That's Steve Gary on vocals, Jonah Simpkins on guitar, Ian Hollister on harmonica, Rob Floyd on drums, and Pete O'Neill on double bass. Wonder why double bass comes behind drums. Normally it's the drums come last. Anyway, next week our live guest is going to be Cherry Lee Mewis. Looking forward to that. I mentioned Alan Freed there, and let's therefore close and sort of square the circle in a kind of roundabout way with one of the most influential DJs here in the UK over the last 40 years. His name is Charlie Gillett. He still works in radio, but originally when he was doing a radio show on a London radio station, the BBC London radio station, his show was just so influential in the bands that he broke and the music he played from the States. Mostly it was American imports, but also he did discover English bands too. And on this particular one, it again squares a circle with Sultans of Swing. The band are called Dire Straits. Now, the story behind it basically is Dire Straits were trying to get a record deal with somebody, and they were playing and sent this demo to Charlie Gillett for him to play on the radio. And he played the demo and had lots of response, and eventually they got signed to a record label, and their first record was released, and the first record was this next track. But it was cleaned up and done so differently. They were so saddened by it, they went back in the studio and redid it. And so the Sultans of Swing, which we are familiar with, is sort of not the original version in a sense, it's the remixed version, but here now is the original, which was played on the radio show on London Radio way back in 1979. Dire Straits closing the show for this week. If you'd like to drop me an email, dave@raven.dj, and a rare treat indeed from the Ace CD Honky Tonk, the music of Charlie Gillett over the last 40 years. Here are Dire Straits and Sultans of Swing.
Shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, south of the river you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double four time. Feel alright when you hear the music. Rock and roll.
sultans, and the sultans play Creole, Creole blues.
Right up to the microphone. He says,